This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we continue with our journal, in the previous episode I mentioned that we need to understand the link between the people of Medina and Makkatul Mukarramah and the important role that the people of Medina played in the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we understand that bringing Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to one's city and inviting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina meant that you are prepared to wage war with the entire Arab community, number one. Number two, it's not only the matter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You're not only inviting the Prophet, you are inviting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam alongside with his companions, the Muhajirin. And which means that there will be financial burdens, there will be financial constraints on your side. It means that you need to accommodate for these people, you need to provide housing, you need to provide income, you need to provide other amenities and necessities that's required for a person. Because here you have a group of people that's leaving everything, literally everything behind. They're leaving their homes, their properties, their business and everything. And it wasn't the day of bank cards where you could just store your money in a bank account and say, let's make hijrah. The people that were migrating were literally leaving everything behind and coming empty-handed to Madinatul Munawwarah. So they understood. They understood the ramifications of inviting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina. But together with that, despite understanding the ramifications, they went ahead with the proposal and they invited the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's what the Quran says. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. This verse extols the virtue and the high ranking of the Ansar. This verse speaks in glowing terms of the Ansar, the people of Medina. Allah says, those who established their dwellings in Medina and those who brought Iman on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and those who open arms with and those who with open arms embraced the people from Mecca, and not only embraced them, Allah says, وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا. They were never ever jealous of their companions. They had a clean heart. They were pure in their intentions. And they embraced this group that came from Mecca. And Allah says, not only embracing them, they even gave preference. They gave preference to the people of Mecca over themselves. There's an authentic narration which I'd like to mention here. Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's incident. Now we know when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina, he paired the people of Mecca alongside with the people of Medina. So he established the bond of ukhuwa, the bond of brotherhood. So he would take one Meccan sahabi and he would take a Madani sahabi and he would pair them up together and they would see to each other's needs. So one particular companion was Abdurrahman ibn Awf, who was from Mecca, and he was paired with a sahabi from Medina, Sa'd ibn Rabi'a. Now Sa'd ibn Rabi'a said to his companion, he said, "Inni aktharul ansari malan." He said to Abdurrahman ibn Awf, "Allah has blessed me with a lot of money. I'm one of the wealthiest people in Medina and in the Ansar. If you want, look at what preference these people gave to the Muhajirin." He said, "If you want, I will divide whatever I own and give you half of it." Allahu Akbar. "Secondly, I've got two wives. Whichever one you prefer, tell me. I will divorce her, allow for her iddah to expire, and then you can marry her." Ya Allah, this was the kind of relationship the Sahaba had with the Muhajirin and the people from Mecca. I want us just to reflect for a moment. How long does it take to establish an empire? How long does it take to put up, those triple or four or five or six digits or seven digits, whatever you want to think of? How long does it take? Now put yourself in the situation of Sa'd ibn Rabi' and offer the Meccan Sahabi and say, I will give you half, literally half of whatever I own. I'll even give you one of my wives after I divorce her. This was the kind of spirit the people of Medina embraced the people of Mecca with. And really, hospitality is a very rare quality. The people of Medina possess this quality which Allah testifies in the Quran. And Allah says, these are true companions, these are true Sahaba who really helped the cause of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the high ranking nature of the Ansar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Sahaba, لولا الهجرة لكنتم رأى من الأنصار. Had there been no hijrah, if there was no concept of hijrah, I would have been an Ansari. I would have been from the community of Ansar. I would have chosen their company above anybody else. And he said, وَلَوْ سَلَكَ النَّاسُ شِعْبًا وَسَلَكَتِ الْأَنصَارُ شِعْبًا لَسَلَكْتُ شِعْبَ الْأَنصَارِ. The Prophet of Allah said, if people were traveling and if a group amongst them took a particular path and if the Ansar took another path, I would without hesitation follow the path of the Ansar and follow the path of the people of Medina. That's how much of love and regard the Prophet of Allah had for the people of Medina. In another narration, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma arhamil Ansar وَأَبْنَاءِ الْأَنْصَارِ وَأَبْنَاءِ أَبْنَاءِ الْأَنْصَارِ. Oh Allah, have mercy on the people of Ansar. Oh Allah, have mercy on the children of Ansar. Oh Allah, have mercy on the children of the children of Ansar. Oh Allah, have mercy on the progeny of Ansar. He would give du'as lavishly to the community of Ansar. And he would say to the people of Ansar, الْمَحْيَا مَحْيَاكُمْ وَالْمَمَاتُ مَمَاتُكُمْ. O people of Ansar, if I live, I'll live amongst you. And if I die, I will die amongst you. Imagine the honor and the prestige these people enjoyed because of their support for Islam and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once was observing, and the community of Ansar were returning from a function, and he looked at them and he said, اللهم أنت أحب الناس إلي اللهم أنت من أحب الناس إلي. And he said to the Ansar, indeed, O people of Ansar, you are the most beloved to me. You are the most beloved to me from everybody else. The Prophet of Allah unequivocally expressed his love and his support for the people of Ansar. Subhanallah. Lastly, we'll end off with these words. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, الأنصار لا يحبهم إلا مؤمن. Only a true believer will love the Ansar. ولا يبغضهم إلا منافق. And only a hypocrite will hate the Ansar. Only a hypocrite will despise the people of Ansar, the people of Medina. فمن أحبهم أحبه الله. He who loves the Ansar, Allah will love him. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ أَبْغَضَهُ اللَّهِ. And he who hates the Ansar, he who despises the Ansar, Allah will also despise him. Allah will also hate him. So loving the Ansar and the people of Ansar is a sign of Iman. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I know I said the last one, but another hadith came to mind. فَأَكْرِمُوا كَرِيمَهُمْ وَتَجَاوَزُوا عَنْ مُسِيئَهُمْ. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, show regard for the people of Medina, show regard for the people of Ansar, and be forgiving towards those who commit a mistake of the people of Ansar. May Allah give us the love of the Ansar. May Allah give us the love of the people of Medina. When we are in this blessed lands, we should try not to criticize the city. We should try not to speak ill of the people of this place. For indeed they are blessed, and indeed this is a noble place that we are in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all.